I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Greetings and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show across the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie will be back on Monday, so you should be looking forward to that. But we are here with a great show planned for you here on a Friday. I'm here with Cardi Glisper on the board. How are we doing over there, Cardi?
Pretty good, man. It's Friday, man. Fantastic. How are you feeling?
I'm doing well. It's been a kind of, you know, the discombobulating week, frankly. We've got, the holiday on a Wednesday. Wednesday, right. New Year's Day being on a Wednesday kind of threw me off a little bit, we're back here in studio yesterday for the show. In case you missed it, we had a great one yesterday as well. And then back here to wrap things up till 4 p.m. with you here live from Racine, Wisconsin on a Friday to get us off into the weekend. You got any big weekend plans, Cardi?
Not as now. I'm probably going to sit back and relax and get some sleep. Yeah,
that's probably the move. It's been a busy week. You know, people have a busy New Year's. People have running around, travel, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This weekend seems like the time to chill out a little bit. Stay inside. It's going to be cold.
Recombobulating is the recuperating.
There we go. Recombobulate, recuperate, right. Recharge, and we'll be back at it on Monday. But we have a terrific show here planned for you today on the Maggie Dawn Show. So later in the show, we'll be joined by Phil Rocco. He's a political science professor at Marquette University. He's a regular contributor at the Recombobulation Area and just wrote before the Christmas holiday here, wrote a terrific piece, essay, on shared revenue in Waukesha County. Phil has been documenting this, analyzing the issue of Wisconsin's shared revenue and local government funding for quite some time for us at the Recombobulation Area. He actually won a Gold Milwaukee Press Club Award for his coverage of the shared revenue battle and the legislative battle over Act 12 and the law that was passed in 2023, already 2 years ago now that legislation was kind of the highlight of that session in 2023. And Phil really broke that down in a really interesting way and talked about the limitations of that law, not quite bringing the level of local funding that a lot of counties, a lot of municipalities need. So as that debate was, you know, unfolding, there was so much, there was a big part of it that was about Milwaukee and its push to raise the local sales tax to pay for a bunch of critical services at the city level, at the county level, shift the pension system over to the state system from the city's system. And, you know, so many people over the course of that debate were saying, oh, it's all about Milwaukee's mismanaging its finances, and it's all about, oh, we're blaming Milwaukee for everything. Well, as it turns out, a lot of other counties and municipalities across the state are facing many of the same issues, and we see that coming to a head in Waukesha County earlier this fall when Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow was pushing to raise the sales tax for the county, raise it by 0.5%, not dissimilar to what a lot of other counties across the state have done. But after pressure from former Governor Scott Walker, who's now a Waukesha County resident, and a number of members of the business community in Waukesha County, Farrow backed down from that. And so Phil Rocco really took a deep dive into what was going on there in Waukesha County, the wealthiest county in the state, which is also struggling with the issue of local financing. So they had to make a number of budget cuts in Waukesha County in their last budget. And after that was passed, the Waukesha County Board passed a resolution urging the state of Wisconsin to provide the county with additional shared revenue. So we're going to be talking about that in depth with Phil for much of the second half of the show here on the Maggie Dawn Show in the 3 o'clock hour. And then also earlier in the show, We're going to be joined by Chris Drosner, who is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine. He also writes the popular Beer Baron column. And if you've been following just kind of some of the business news in and around, especially in the Milwaukee area, over the past few weeks and months, there's been a lot of news about breweries closing or consolidating or lots of change coming to the brewery industry. So we're going to be talking to Mr. Drosner a little bit further about that, because I think he's going to offer some interesting perspective on that as well. And I think it's going to be, you know, there are so many ins and outs of this, but it's just a signifier of a whole lot of change in an industry that is obviously critical to the image of Milwaukee, but also it's a sign of where things are economically for this particular industry as well. So if you'd like to join that conversation with us, with Chris Drosner later in the show here in the 2 o'clock hour. And then we will also be joined by Phil Rocco for much of the 3 o'clock hour as well. And if you'd like to join that conversation, you can give us a call, shoot us a text at 855-752-4842. That is 855-75-CIVIC. And we will be taking your calls, reading your texts on the show as well. We're also, of course, live streaming on YouTube, Facebook, the platform formerly known as Twitter.com. And we will be, engaging with you as well on all of those various platforms throughout the show today. So some national news that was breaking just before we began the show today was on the election for House Speaker, for Speaker of the House in Congress, as many of the new members of Congress are being sworn in today. And there was it's a little bit of chaos and palace intrigue and whatever else it might be, but it appears that Mike Johnson will again be elected Speaker of the House. Johnson, this seemed to be expected, and there was some sort of like chaos and palace intrigue and whatever it might be about Johnson potentially not winning that vote on the first time around, or maybe needing a number of cycles to win that vote for Speaker of the House. But that just seems to me like it's just a little bit more of a media circus than actual news that we should be following. And I think this is kind of the approach that I want to be taking to, covering the Trump 2.0 era. We can all so often get lost in the chaos, in the inflammatory statements, in whatever it might be. But I think it's best to keep our eyes focused on where the rubber meets the road, because there's going to be nonsense. There's going to be these type of, behind the scenes, who said what to who, who's knifing who, whatever, blah, 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 on these different types of stories. And it so often, I think that's the part of the show that I think we can kind of fast forward on or just kind of tune out on and just catch up on and when it happens. So as I was driving from my house in Milwaukee down to our studio in Racine today, I was following this news, and I tweeted out, "Wake me up when the chaos and palace intrigue part of the show is over and they end up electing Speaker Johnson to be Speaker of the House anyway." And by the time I got here to the studio in Racine, that is exactly what happened. So, a short nap, I guess, for to continue the metaphor there of just when I was waking up after the chaos is over, and a short, brief period of chaos as well. And so it appears that, as expected, Mike Johnson of Louisiana will again be the Speaker of the House with the rather slim, House majority, considering how well Republicans did across the country in the November election. So we'll have to be monitoring how he can keep that caucus together, whether there will be detractors and how that exactly will play out. But not a whole lot of surprise today. I think he maybe needed two rounds of voting to be elected House Speaker, but he ended up getting 218 votes to Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' 215 votes. One other vote and zero present votes. Also today, we saw some of the swearing in of U.S. senators from as the next Congress begins. Senator Tammy Baldwin was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris today to serve another 6 years in the Senate. Tammy Baldwin had a pretty great op-ed today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about why she is headed back to the Senate for another term, and just talked a lot about who her idol is in the Senate, and that being former Senator, the late Herb Cole. And I had the opportunity to interview Tammy Baldwin at length earlier this last summer. And one of the quotes that really stuck with me from that interview is when she said, "Never mistake progress for victory." And I think that's a quote that I'm going to continue to return to, I think, in this era as we head into a second Trump presidency, as we head into, it's kind of some uncharted waters for what this might be, and checking on, monitoring so many different things. And I think there's going to be some moments of progress. There's going to be some moments of difficulties, but I think it's important to, I think I always keep that quote from Tammy Baldwin in the back of my mind. And I have for the last few months since I talked to her. So never mistake progress for victory. Some important words from Senator Tammy Baldwin, who will be serving another 6 years in the U.S. Senate. Once again, I am Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host today. If you are unfamiliar with me and my work, I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area and now the political editor at Civic Media at the Recombobulation Area today. We also have a new piece posted by Sean Fetteplace about why Wisconsin should expand badger care. So do check that one out and subscribe to the Recombobulation Area to support our work there as well. After the break, we are going to be joined by Chris Drosner, who's going to be helping us make sense of what's going on with all of these breweries that have been closing around Wisconsin. So he will be back joining us after the break here. Stick with us on the Civic Media Network on the Maggie Down Show with your guest host, yours truly, Dan Schaefer. And we'll be right back.